Alba the Hero, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you?
I can hear you. Welcome to the stream. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, one second. Sorry, I forgot to turn off the radio.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Yep. Okay, so, fantastic. You were talking about, with the last person, how Japan has shit taste in general, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to talk about how some of the executives that make stuff actually do know exactly what we want, but just refuse to fucking make it.
You mean like Kadokawa?
Like that. But, like, for example, you remember during the April Fool's shit, like, they announced, the one I know most about is, anime, it's, the Yorimori and, Eurocamp crossover.
Oh, like, yes, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, and, like, that's, they know exactly what we want, but they just don't goddamn make it. And I know there's a few other things like that. Like, I don't actually look into all the April Fool's jokes that they post, but I hear about these every year where they tell us that they're going to do something exactly what we want, but then they just don't do it.
You know, I think there's reasons for this. This goes back into the topic of, like, well, why don't we have a Haruhi Season 3, even though everyone knows we want it? Like, why don't we have a Spice and Wolf Season 3?
Right.
A big part of it, I think, is that for stuff like Haruhi and Spice and Wolf, it's easier to market to nostalgia than to risk making something new and ruining it. Because right now, if they put out a brand new, like, Haruhi merch, right? People will buy it based on, like, how good they remember it as. And same thing with, like, Spice and Wolf and stuff like that. Yeah, like with merch of old shows, it's easier to market to older otaku who remember something very fondly than to make a new thing and have it either be bad or the people say, oh, maybe that wasn't as good as I remember it. So that's why they're never going to actually make a Spice and Wolf Season 3 and they're never going to actually make a Haruhi Season 3 because they'd be pissing money away on nothing. It's easier to sell merch the way things are right now.
Right. It makes sense. I mean, Haruhi's a bad example because we all know why they can't make another Haruhi. They don't have a voice actor that people will listen to.
Well, that too. Yeah. God, that's such a fucking shame. I hate what happened to Aya Hirano. I mean, it was her fault, but at the same time, it was like,
it's
fuck.
It's completely her fault, but, like, there's a lot of things like this in the issue. Like, the Kokoro Connect one pissed me off a lot more.
God, I forgot about that shit.
Yeah, and like, it's such a shame, because that show was so good. I wanted another season so bad, but we'll never get it. Even though, actually, no one hates that voice actor, they love him. But they just refuse to buy into the franchise.
Well, I mean, they kind of deserved it because
I know, like, all the producers, everyone involved with the scandal deserves not to succeed. But it's still such a shame because I just want more of that show.
Yeah, me too. Oh my god, I totally forgot about that. Well, that was so brutal. They, like, humiliated him on a talk show.
Like, it wasn't just, like, mental humiliation. Didn't they, like, electrocute him or something?
I don't think they went that far, but I remember it was, like, they brought him on the show, and they were like, oh, man, you got, like, the role of a main character. And they're like, oh, just kidding. And then he like, literally, like, fell to his knees in despair. Because he was like, oh, man, this is my big break. I think he, like, called his parents and was like, this is my big break, I finally made it. And then they fucked him over.
Oh.
And to make matters worse, they like tried to make him the, like, brand ambassador of the show, so they just made they made him like their bitch marketing gopher after all that. Cool. It was brutal.
I forgot about that, but yeah, I remember now, that was terrible. And, like, he just hated his job, and it showed in everything they put out.
Oh, it was so sad. Actually, speaking of, like, April Fool's things, I remember how salty I was when Planetarian was teased, and I thought it was just a joke, but thank God they actually went through with it.
I'll take your word for it. I actually have no idea what that is.
Oh, so Planetarian is a short key visual novel that came out, like, before Clannad, you know, before all those other ones.